60-year-old Frank Miles has fished for cod around Kodiak since he was a teenager.
Started out at the age of 15 in an open skiff back when salt cod was a staple. I think I've missed one cod season in 44 years.
Miles eventually graduated from an open skiff to a 58-foot pot and longline vessel called the Sumner Strait. Sitting in the galley on a rare sunny afternoon in Kodiak's harbor, Miles is taking a break from getting his boat ready for the January cod season.
If you look back just 10 years ago, we used to fish 8 months out of the year on just cod, me personally.
Everything changed with the emergence of a massive marine heat wave across the Pacific, commonly known as the blob. Between 2014 and 2016, surface ocean temperatures rose 4 to 5 degrees Fahrenheit, and cod started to disappear. From the last peak in 2014, the level of mature spawning cod crashed by more than half in the Gulf. Cod is a major driver of Kodiak's winter economy, so when the blob subsided in 2017, fishermen hoped the fishery would bounce back. Steve Barbeau, a fisheries research biologist for NOAA, says cod larvae did start to show up again, but this year brought signs of a new marine heat wave, and once again, those young fish seem to be declining or disappearing altogether. Barbeau says the effects of each climate change-driven heat wave are delayed. Cod only enter the fishery at age 3, so what we're seeing right now is still largely due to the last blob.
I would say we're still a pretty big hangover from the first heat wave. So a lot of the impact on the population was due to that first heat wave that we haven't recovered from. And so what's happening with the second heat wave, we don't know yet. The impact of this heat wave won't happen for another 3 years when the fish enter the fishery.
And though he says they could still bounce back with the right conditions, with a new heat wave brewing, things might get worse before they get better.
What we're looking at in 2019 is it just got really warm, which for the 2019 year class, that means that the eggs didn't survive. If it gets above a certain temperature, cod eggs don't do well.
Barbeau's latest stock assessment found cod at less than a third of 2014 levels, with next to no new eggs. These are the lowest numbers scientists have ever documented for Gulf cod. They're also below the federal threshold that protect cod as a food source for endangered Steller sea lions. As soon as the population dips below that line, the fishery closes. The whole federal cod fishery in the Gulf would be shut down for the season in January. The assessment is still under review by the North Pacific Marine Fisheries Council, but if everything checks out, that decision could be announced early next month. For many Gulf communities, the precipitous decline in catch values and the potential for a closed fishery threaten not only fishermen, but processors and other support industries. And climate science suggests this might be the new normal. Mike Litzo is a NOAA fisheries ecologist based in Kodiak. He and other scientists are worried about whether cod will ever bounce back in a region so affected by climate change.
So it seems that rather than a one-off event, we've entered this period of persistently warm temperatures. And yeah, that does seem to be related to the collapse of cod. And then that would also suggest that, how to put it, that doesn't suggest a rosy outlook for recovery.
Given how bad the last few years have been for Gulf cod, it's difficult to find Kodiak fishermen still planning to fish the upcoming season. Most have moved on to other fish and even other lines of work. Darius Kasperzak is a jig fisherman who used to make most of his living on cod. Sitting down for coffee on a Saturday, he explains why he was too busy for a weekday interview.
I have to do other gigs. Like right now, I'm working on a tugboat. I work as skiff man on a salmon boat during the months of August and September. I have to, you know, fill in some other stuff to make a yearly livelihood now that I can't fish cod year-round as I was.
His last good season fishing Gulf cod was 6 years ago, he says. And the alternatives, switching gear types or heading out to the Bering, just aren't for him. Back aboard the Sumner Strait, Frank Miles knows he's among a handful of Kodiak fishermen still trying to make it on cod. Like Kasperzak, Miles has worked to diversify. He's fishing tanner crab and halibut, too. But he's hoping for cod. If not for him, then for younger fishermen.
I'm more worried about my son and his generation, the younger guys coming up. You know, I'm 60. You know, I'm probably just about done. I'd like to think that I could fish cod one more time before I retire, but, you know, I don't know. I simply don't know where we're going here.
Even with the 2020 season looking so murky, Miles is going ahead with preparations, getting his boat fixed up and his pots rewebbed and ready to catch some cod. Reporting for Alaska's Energy Desk in Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.